Maybe before we begin, there's a received an email from Reverend Hung Shur. You know, I'll read it before we invite Ajahn Mahaprasad. So it's because after that it'll be real people rather than the Reverend Hung Shur is one of the senior students, disciples of Master Xuanhua, and I've known to our community for a long time, and so that wrote an email to dear Dharma brothers Ajahn Pasano and Ajahn Amaro. I wanted to share my feelings as the 20th anniversary of Bhaiagiri rolls up in the next few weeks, and Venerable Ajahn Amaro returns to Northern California. Now, he just sent this to us. We asked permission to read it out at the gathering. He was okay with that. I wish I could be at the celebration in person, but such is not to be. My quest for a resident visa in Queensland, he's in Australia, rolls over on June 6th, and I must be here to renew it. My physical presence is required, or else you can be sure I would not miss the anniversary party. From the time I accompanied Venerable Lumpa Sumedho down to West Covina to receive Master Hua's offering of the mountainous acreage, to today's flourishing expansion of the monastic campus and its fostering of a northwestern branch, I have felt only joy as our two communities have grown and matured together. The historic aspect of the northern and southern traditions, mutual sympathy and harmony, is one important reason for my joyful feelings. But what truly fills the heart are the brotherhood of the Sangha and the relationships shared from monk to monk that grow and mature over the years. I have sat among the certifying Sangha on the open-air mountainside platform on numerous occasions, and then have welcomed the Bhaiagiri monks into the Berkeley Monastery on many a Tuesday night. Then the next day, I brewed coffee and tea for the monks in the dining room while our Wednesday morning Tai Chi class performs, quote-unquote, monkey walking backwards beside our breakfast table. The northern expansion of Bhaiagiri into Pacific Hermitage has allowed our Sangha to experience alms round among the residents of White Salmon, who have made the sharing of food with Ajahn Sudanto and Kurun Damo, among many others, part of their daily routine. Over 2 decades, both at City of 10,000 Buddhas and in the Bay Area, our sharing of such events as interfaith and intra-Buddhist retreats, speech-making on public holidays, visits by dignitaries from Thailand and Taiwan, a ready ear for counseling on challenging pastoral issues in the communities, have enriched and sustained the doubtless. The most important aspect of our friendship that I celebrate is the emphasis on cultivation of the Buddhist teaching as the heartbeat of our communities. I get great strength in my inner practice and in my representation of the Dharma out in the world from the truth that our founders, Ajahn Chah and Master Hua, took cultivation of the Dhamma Vinaya as the sine qua non of the monastic life. Brahmacharya practice, the following of the Pratimoksha, and the sharing of the Dharma are the mainstays of life on Fearless Mountain and the CTTB. With this foundation and practice and respect of the path to the deathless and the Bodhi resolve, I'm certain we can look forward to another 20 years of fellowship and joy as neighbors in the Buddhahood of Central Mendocino County and throughout the Dharma.
That's his version of neighborhood.
That's his version of neighborhood, yes. The Buddhahood.
Buddhahood is a special term for Mendocino.
Yeah. The neighbor Buddhahood of Central Mendocino County and throughout the Dharma realm. Please accept my congratulations and those of all the monks, nuns, and laity of the Dharma realm Buddhist Association for your outstanding 2 decades at turning the Dharma wheel of Bhaiagiri. Welcome back, Dharma brother Ajahn Amaro, and may the Buddha's light gain and brilliance from Bhaiagiri's continuing work in keeping alive the Buddha's vision of the right Dharma flourishing again. Peace and Dharma, Hung Shur. It's very beautiful.